The End of a Terrible Killer. Now we had been warned not to follow a wounded tiger, but to wait a few hours and then track him. It was good advice, but this was a case not for advice, but for action. It was darkening each instant, and there was no time to waste. So down we went through that long grass, step by step, watching each side, for there might be a tigress anywhere. We came to the buffalo and followed the flattened grass trail leading back into the jungle. It was dim in there, but there was light enough to see. The tiger was lying stretched out about 50 yards from the buffalo. As we came up, he roared with fury, dying as he was. Every night of his life he had fed on some defenseless creature, and now a sudden sharp blow had struck him down. He had been terrible in life, and he was terrible in death. With guns ready, we stood watching that last moment of his life, keeping ourselves on guard for the possible tigress. The native tracker had heard the shooting from the top of the ravine where he had come out to wait for us, and now he and his men came stealing into us, the tracker with his own gun alert, for he too feared a tigress. When they were quite sure the tiger was dead, they all took hold of that great barrel of a body and staggered with it into the open. It was all the 8 men could do to carry it. He was a huge beast, big and fat, with a gorgeous skin. One shoulder, the left, was smashed from Herbert's bullet, but my shot had gone to its mark, straight through the black stripe into the backbone. That tiger was a dead tiger the instant he fell, yet such was his dying strength that he had pushed himself 50 yards downhill into the jungle.